The only thing that might be more exciting than this interview is if it had to do with a groundbreaking of an LNG plant in Nikiski, because this issue has been going on as long as we've been trying to build a gas pipeline to market our gas from the North Slope. And I'm talking with Terry Eubank, the city manager over in the city of Kenai, because they have issued the contract for the people who are going to be building the Bluff Stabilization Project. And Terry, well, you've probably heard about this issue most of your life.
Yeah, thank you, Merrill. Yeah, it's definitely been, the city's top capital priority for over 30 years. My time at the city of Kenai, that's been my entire time at the city of Kenai. So it is a big project for us, and it's really nice to see it come into fruition now.
Most of the projects that go forward are usually coming in over budget, or there are supplements being requested to finish a project that was under budget. But I'm understanding that this project has come in for like half of what you had anticipated.
I think there's definitely truth to that. So, I want to clarify a couple of things. For starters, the contract for this project is actually being administered by the Army Corps of Engineers. So it's actually not a city contract. We did not bid the project. We signed an agreement in September with the Corps and basically turned over the project to the Corps at that point. And we just now have to pay the city's cost share associated with the project. But the original contract estimates for the project in that partnership agreement were about $42 million. Now, that $42 million included design effort and a couple of other things, but the construction component of that was in the $39 million range. That was the estimate. The bids came in, the bid right now is three components bid. Two components totaled $19,321,000, which is, probably close to half of what the actual estimates are. There's another component, $864,000 for an inspection pathway that is something that the city will have to pay 100% of the cost share of. Total project costs right now are in the $21 million range, or just over $20 million range. That's way less than the $39 million we were expecting.
Right. In this era of inflation, when everything is more, every other day you go to buy it, that's kind of surprising, especially when the estimate was made. I imagine they went out to people who would be bidding and that had those costs. How do you think it came in so much less than what anticipated?
Well, I think it comes down to what this project is, and this project is mostly about logistics. This is about finding rock and big rock, and producing that big rock, and then transporting it to the job site. I would say that the work on site is a small part of the actual project cost. The bulk of it is going to be the purchase of the rock and the transporting of the rock here. So I think there was just a lot of question and variability in that. And engineers typically, when they're making project estimates, don't like to be low. They like to have contingency and inflate numbers because it's always nice when numbers come in like they have, right? They've come in less than what they projected. So I think there was a lot of contingency and project escalation costs and things included in those estimates. And, what I can't tell you is I can't tell you a lot of information because we just don't have it from the Corps yet. I can tell you there were four bidders of the project. I can't tell you what the other three bid, so I can't tell you how close everything was. I do believe that the Army Corps of Engineers goes through an exhaustive process to vet not only the contractors that proposed, but make sure they had a good understanding of the project and that the numbers that they bid are, reflective of the work that they're going to do.
In interviewing the Corps back during the celebration that it was going to be put out to bid, that was a question that I asked, is it, would it be just the low bid that comes in? And the Army Corps doesn't do it that way. They want to be sure the job's going to be done right and for the long haul. So this is really a pleasant surprise. Now, for our listeners who are wondering, okay, when is all of this movement of rock going to take place? When will construction be getting underway, Terry?
They're hoping to actually have the contract signed potentially by the end of February here, and then it's a two-year construction window. So the contract right now calls for construction to be complete by February of 2026. If the contract's let in March, it'll be March of 2026. So they're projecting a two-year construction window. I can't tell you. There's so much information we don't have and we're getting. I can't tell you when they're going to actually start setting rock. I think a lot of that depends on the availability of rock. So if they've identified a quarry that hasn't produced the rock yet, that's going to take time, probably be late this year before you start seeing rock. If there's a quarry, whatever quarry they're using has a rock and available, you could see construction start to take place a lot earlier. But it's a two-year construction window.
And thinking about the logistics and movement of rock and dip netting season and the traffic that we see during that time, are they going to be dodging trucks hauling rock, or maybe have they found a quarry where they're going to be barging in the rock and it won't be taken over highways?
Yeah, those are great questions, and I just don't know the answer to them because we don't, all that we've had released from the Corps at this point is the bid amounts and who the successful bidder was. We don't know any of those details. So those are the details that I think are going to start becoming more clear for us over the next couple months here. And, it's our intent to share those with the public so the public knows what to expect.
That's why we have local radio and people running around with microphones so we can let people be aware, because we all want to participate in this project. We've been waiting for, at least 50 years for something to happen, and now it's happening, and we all want to contribute to see the success, because we have just saved Old Town. We've saved the bluff erosion, and that's exciting, Terry.
Oh, it's huge, and I think it's long been the city's position that development in Old Town is virtually stopped in Kenai because of the eroding bluff. Nobody wants to invest, significant sums of money if it's just going to fall off into the ocean. So, we really think this is, turning the corner and a new chapter for the city and for Old Town. And, once this project is complete and that bluff is stabilized, we're going to see reinvestment and redevelopment in Old Town Kenai, and really excited to see what that brings.
Well, congratulations, and a big thank you to our local officials and the people in government that you have elected to take care of projects like this. It's finally coming into fruition, and we are going to have the bluff stabilized. Merle Sikorski with City Manager Terry Eubanks. We're in a real happy time of contracts being let, and stay tuned. We will let you know what you need to do to help this project go forward. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that rock-hauling sound of KSRM.